The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 786.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset. When you do that, you break through those limiting beliefs, you make more money, you have more fun. Just saying. This is Dana Wild. I'm your host. And if you want a jolt of happiness every morning that helps you build your business the feel-good way, then check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can get it at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A. Today, we're going to talk about Eddie Van Halen. Really, we really are. I'll tell you, I heard this story and it really hit home with me, and you'll see why in just a second. So here's how the story goes. And I don't know the validity of this story. Maybe this is a true story, maybe it's not. It sounded like it could be true enough. So here's what it is. Back in the day, when Van Halen was a new band, they were pretty obscure. Nobody had heard of them. And they were opening for Ted Nugent. They were on the road, or they were just starting out, and they were doing the sound check. Van Halen was doing their sound check. And during the sound check, supposedly, as the story goes, Ted Nugent was listening and he was like, "What is that?" Like, he was just amazed at what he was hearing from this unknown kid that nobody had ever heard of, Eddie, who we all know now as Eddie Van Halen, right? He was thinking, like, this is crazy, the sound that is coming out of this kid's guitar. And obviously, Ted Nugent had been around the block a few times himself, you know, so he wasn't like some novice or something, but he wasn't used to being blown away like this. Like, this is how the story goes, that he was just floored. So he started kind of getting obsessed about it, you know, and this is something I've heard, that guitarists, they get obsessed with tone and they really want to create just the right tone. And so Ted started getting obsessed with, how is this kid pulling this off? How is it happening that he's getting this sound? What is he doing, or how is it working? Has to be some secret gear. It has to be something really weird that's causing this sound. He's using some kind of special thing that we've never heard of, or that he did himself, or something like that. So with a little bit of arm twisting, you know, he talked to Eddie's guitar tech and asked if he could just take that guitar for a test drive or take a good look at it. And so he did. And the weird thing that happened, not so weird, but he thought it was weird, was he didn't sound like Eddie Van Halen. He still sounded like Ted Nugent. So he fiddled around a little bit with the amps. He tried everything he could. He wanted to replicate that sound, and he couldn't do it. Absolutely no dice, couldn't do it. And so what he learned, or relearned, or knew, or renew, is that, of course, and every musician knows this when it comes down to it at the end of the day, is that it doesn't matter the gear or the techniques. You know, it's not like they can't make any difference. But really, ultimately, the tone that a guitarist creates comes from their hands, their style, their heart, all of that. And so Eddie Van Halen is going to play any guitar and he's going to sound like Eddie Van Halen. Doesn't matter what guitar, what gear he's using. So when this story caught my eye, the reason it caught my eye is because I thought, you know what? This is how so many people are running their businesses. they are running their businesses with this idea that there's some cool next thing that's going to make them money or going to build their business. They get focused on the cool tech thing or the funnel or the secret marketing method. They buy the next thing and the next thing that is the latest and greatest method that's bringing so-and-so this much money, or that grew this person's business, or that you gotta have because everybody says you gotta have it. But here's the truth. The reality is people are doing business with you not because you have a pretty web page. They do business with you because of you. They like who you are. They like your message. You know, they may also need or want your products and services, but really, if we're honest with each other, me too, they can get the same products and services from other people. People can go get mindset from somebody else. Whatever you're selling, they can get that from somebody else. So they're not really there for those products and services. They are there for you. And all the bells and whistles and all the tech and all the latest marketing techniques and all that can't replace you. And it can't replace your mindset and your positive expectation about building your business. There's no method or technique or system or marketing method that is the thing that builds. What builds your business is your positive expectation, your good old brain training, getting that positive emotional momentum going, and you. People want to do business with you. You have to let that soak in. Take it in. Take a big deep breath. Every person who's ever bought anything from you ever has done it because they like you. You made an impression on them. They wanted to do business with you. So how can you maximize this effect? Because this is really the effect that is the effect that's making you money. So a few things you can do. First thing, continue to do whatever you can to be okay with being you. If you're like me, then you can tap into that. Sometimes you have that feeling of a need for external validation or a fear of rejection or wanting people to like you or that kind of sensation. And that's okay. Like, that's really normal. We all go through that at some time or another. And so that's why I say do whatever you can to do your best to be okay with being you, being who you are. And if you have some kind of a personality trait that feels like it's negative or something you want to improve or something that you think is making you less than perfect, don't be afraid to share it. It might be the thing that helps people to connect with you. So just more and more every day, really breathe into this idea. Breathe into it that it's okay to just be who you are and be successful. Nobody is out there buying the big perfect guru anymore. That is gone. Those days are over. Nobody wants that. We want real people. So be your, I know you're already your genuine self. I know you're already your authentic self. So be okay with that being enough. Then the next way to maximize this effect is figure out what messages you have that are important to you that relate to the services or products that you offer, the messages that you want to share to the world that can help other people improve their lives, and share them for free. Just get out there and share tips and hints and ideas and suggestions and discoveries and advice for free that will help people change their lives in whatever your area of expertise is. Because when you do that, people get hooked on you and they want more and they want that thing that you're selling because they're hearing all this good advice from you and they're having transformation for free. And then the final thing, if you want to maximize this effect, you know what I'm going to say. So here it comes. Ready? Train your brain. Train your brain, train your brain, train your brain. Say those good sentences that help you step up into your celebrity. Say those things that remind you that you are enough. Say those things that help you to realize that The only reason you're making money, the only reason you're growing your business, the best way to make money, the best way to grow your business is to think happy thoughts, feel good, get emotional momentum, get your positive expectation going, and get out in the world and just be you. And get out in the world in the way that is best and most comfortable for you. Find that method that is just so you that you love doing it. You're doing it all the time. That's the ticket. Say those sentences. So it'd be sentences like, I like this. I like the idea that I don't have to have the next tech thing or the next bells and whistles and shiny object and thing that they're promoting. I like instead that I can just be me and relax and be out in the world and be my authentic self and have some fun and listen to my thoughts and listen to my conversation and do everything I can to have them be happy and right and positive and supporting me. I love the idea that I can train my brain and be happy and build my business, and I'm doing it right now. You can do that. You can do that right now. You can be out in the world and be you, and you can play your music just like Eddie Van Halen. You've totally got this.
Help your small business thrive and stay connected with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's the largest, fastest, reliable network. Advanced gig speed Wi-Fi and cyber threat protection. Get started for just $40 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add mobile. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. New 100 megabits per second internet and Comcast Business Security Edge customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Gig internet required for gig Wi-Fi.